guys, are you stuck inside? Can't get to the store? Don't worry. Bespoke Post has you covered. From style and grooming gear to craftsman's tools to outdoor apparel, Bespoke Post has everything that guys need to help get you through these tough times. Here's how it works. Once you take their free online quiz, Bespoke Post will customize a monthly box of awesome to fit your needs with unique items like whiskey barrel aging kits, weekender bags, and outdoor hammocks that you will not find anywhere else. Once you approve the box, it ships directly to your house every month. No people, no stores, no hassle. And you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Best of all, you're going to get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the promo code BLUEWIRE at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com and the code is BLUEWIRE, B-L-U-E-W-I-R-E, for 20% off your first box of awesome.
It's Chris-a-mania, brother.
That's a great question. Look at you, man, with the powerful questions.
Woo!
This is the Chris Van Vliet Show.
Chris Van Vliet Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Van Vliet!
Well, welcome back. Thanks for joining us again on the Chris Van Vliet Show. This episode is brought to you by Bet Online and Bespoke Post. And if you've been watching NWA Power, I don't need to tell you who outlandish Zicky Dice is. But if you've heard the name around the wrestling world and you're not quite familiar with his story, I'm happy that this can be your introduction to him. This was a Q&A we did on YouTube with all the questions coming from you in the chat. I'd also like to point out that any of the money that came in through the super chats on YouTube went straight to Zicky Dice, who, like a lot of wrestlers all over the world right now, haven't been able to take independent bookings and really haven't been making much money. So thank you to everyone who supported Zicky through this. And I'm glad we could get the audio version up if you haven't had a chance to watch that Q&A on YouTube. What a great guy. So talented. And so, you'll see here, charismatic. We just hit 800 reviews on Apple Podcasts. Woo! You know the specific goal for the year is 1,000 reviews before the end of 2020. We're doing well. I think we're going to do this pretty soon. So I appreciate you leaving those reviews on there and helping to spread the word about the show. And if you listen to the last episode with Will Ospreay, he told me that he even left a review. So yeah, if Will Ospreay can leave a review, surely you can leave a review as well, like this one. And this is quite the username. This is just like a jumble of letters. NDJDOXPQSO, which isn't even like something you could pronounce. NDJOXPQSO. In any case, this is titled Chris Van Elite. Due to the closure of gyms, I now go on two-hour walks every day, and I've listened to all of CVV's podcasts again. And he's a consummate professional and amazing interviewer. Love, love, love his content, and have definitely found him to be an inspiration of mine. Thank you so much. That's from the UK. So I appreciate you listening across the pond while you take your walks. And thank you for listening, not just once, but listening twice. Man! Appreciate that. And please keep these reviews coming in. They are the most important thing to do. I don't have a Patreon. I'm not asking you to send me money on PayPal. I'm asking for 7 seconds of your time, 27 seconds, if you will, while you're watching Tiger King on Netflix. That's it. I'm just asking for half a minute of your time to leave a review. You don't even have to leave a written review. Just leave the 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Thank you. The future is so bright for outlandish Zicky Dice. He's currently the NWA television champion, and he just has so much charisma. It's the kind of charisma that you would see in the front man for a band, which makes sense because he is the front man of a band called Heart to Heart, a pop punk band that I've become such a fan of over the last few months. And I've always been a pop punk fan. I mean, I grew up listening to Yellow Car, Blink-182, Sum 41, Starting Line, Hawthorne Heights, Senses Fail, Good Charlotte, The Dangerous Summer, Under Oath. The list could go on and on and on, but that's just to name a few. And now Heart to Heart is on that list. On top of that, Zicky Dice is also a magician. Is there anything this guy can't do? Yeah. You're going to love this. Here we go. It's outlandish. Zicky Dice.
Well, here we go. The most outlandish Q&A is happening right now with the one, the only, Zicky Dice. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes. I'm out here in quarantine. Day 22 as NWA World Must-See Television Champion.
Oh, no. Please. No coughing.
Excuse me. Feeling a little under the weather, but Chris Van Vliet is getting outlandish.
So here's how it's going to work, Zicky. We've got a whole bunch of people joining us on the live chat right now on YouTube and on Facebook. The questions are going to be piling in here. If you'd like to do a super chat, if you'd like to make a donation, a tip. These are all going to go to
Zicky. I'll tell you one thing that makes Zicky Dice very happy, Chris, and that is money. You know why? Because Zicky Dice is money. Okay. You want to answer your questions? Hit that super chat. Bring in those tips, bring in those donations, and I will answer everything.
So is this the $16,000 fanny pack?
It's the one you're looking at in the flesh, live. And you know what? This is a treat. Everyone in quarantine, this is the best I can do for you right now is let you see the fanny pack.
Well, this is a good one to start off with here. This is from Nick Hancock, who says, for people who don't know of you, please introduce yourself.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am the NWA World Must-See Television Champion, outlandish Zicky Dice. And right before the coronavirus, unfortunately, the coronavirus is the only more talked about thing at the moment than Zicky Dice. Before this, I am professional wrestling. I am the hottest sensation in professional wrestling, the best kept secret. And it's not a secret anymore because we out here, quarantined, live.
How is this all affecting you, by the way?
Can you not tell I'm losing my mind? I lost my mind long ago. I've been still working on getting them gains. You know, I got to do championship things. Okay. Mm-hmm. I got some big shoes to fill, and I've already busted out of them. So now I don't know what's next. I don't know. Bugging my fiance has been a daily favorite thing of mine.
I'm sure she loves that.
Yeah, I got my pooch Ric Flair. Me and him have been going on a bunch of runs. The nature pooper. 16 poops in a day.
Sean Griffin says, hey, brother, how are you?
What's up, Sean Griffin? I'm doing well. I'm feeling outlandish. How's everyone doing out there? Bring in these questions. Ask me things, okay?
We got it was nice to see Simon Miller hanging out here in the live chat. Something to make me forget while we're locked away. Thanks, dude. Well, thank you, Simon Miller. That's a person you should have a match with, by the way.
That's outlandish. Simon, have your people call my people once this quarantine bull's over.
Wow. Simon's in the UK, so that might be, you know, that might be a long flight for both of you guys.
I can drive there.
Adam Pizarro says, what's up, Chris and Zicky? Hope the week is well for both of you.
I got to bring something up. Something's not sitting right with me before we started on this. You know, you posted your weekly lineup, and me and you were the only two to not have a picture together.
Correct.
I had people call me out on that. That hurt my feelings. The sad thing is, I saw you at NWA, but I'm at the time, I was bottom of the totem pole, so I wasn't really allowed to talk to anybody. But if I would have known, I totally would have snapped a picture with you. I snapped a picture with Topanga when I saw her. I love Topanga. I definitely would have snapped a picture with the handsome fellow looking like yourself.
Apparently, you're very popular on your end there. So this is great. Look, we shook hands. We had a conversation in NWA. We did not take a photo, though.
What a shame. Well, have everyone watching right now screenshot this moment right here. Chris, go ahead and pose.
All right, let's do it. Okay, that was like a 5-second pose.
A thousand words or a thousand bucks, one of the two.
So we got a bunch of questions piling up. I'm going to put them up on the screen for you. This is from Soothe the Savage Beast 72. Favorite wrestlers growing up and inspirations for you. Oh, what are we eating here?
I got to get those games still. I got a can of corn. My favorite wrestlers growing up were Mr. Perfect, Ravishing Rick Rude, Rick the Model Martel, Shawn Michaels. Yeah, and that's pretty much about it.
It's kind of like a Shawn Michaels earring you got going on.
This is a little baby. I haven't named him yet.
Oh my God, it is a baby.
I'm telling you, I'm losing it.
Hold on. Lee Shellum says, how did Zicky become noticed on NWA? How did that all come together for you?
Good question. Let me put the horn down for this one.
Okay, all right. Well, that's how you know it's serious.
All right. So Zicky was supposed to be in Florida on November 3rd, right?
Okay.
It fell through. It didn't work out. So I contacted Johnny Yuma, who was working at Championship Wrestling from Hollywood at the time, who had reached out to me prior. And he said, and I said, hey, Yuma, you got a spot for old Dice Man? He said, the show's full. And I said, baloney. He said, I'll squeeze you in. Come on down. So I hopped in the carload with my NorCal carload. And it's a six-hour trip home. And actually, in the car ride, we were all kind of beaten up. We were a little burnt out. And we were talking about what can we do next? You know, what can we do to be discovered? And lo and behold, show up at Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. I've been working there for off and on for about 3 years. Never once, not once, cut a promo there. That day, I showed up early. And they said, Zicky, get dressed. It's time to talk. And I knew that when it was my time, I was going to do what Zicky does best, and that's run this mouth. So I went out there, Chris, and I'm not lying to you. I wish I could find the footage so we could play it right here. I said six words, and I was immediately pulled back by Billy Trask, who was a producer at Hollywood and now is a producer at NWA, and he went like this to me. Oh. Pulled around the corner, and there I saw David Lagana and Billy Corgan himself, and Billy Corgan sticks his hand out, and he says, whoa. Look at you. Look at your hair. Look at your fanny pack. Look at your earring. And he said, what are you doing December 14th? And I sat there, and in my head, I was like, that date sounds familiar. Me and the fiance just planned a snow trip. I said, Billy, nothing. I'm absolutely free. He said, well, how would you like to work for me in the NWA? I said, Billy, I would love that. And he's like, okay, Lagana will reach out on Monday. So I called Chicken. I said, babe, snow trip is canceled. Daddy's going to NWA. And the rest is history. Debuted on episode one of season two. I was there for the first pay-per-view backstage, and I was rock and rolling the very next day to debuting, pinning C.W. Anderson and that ugly ragdoll Sal Renaro. And then moving on, and who did I beat round two? Caleb Conley. Whooped him down.
Mm-hmm.
Got to hard times. They gave me – Dan Maff from Ring of Honor doesn't even work for NWA. Bring him in to beat me round one, ruining my championship shot, only to, lo and behold, face Ricky Starks for his first defense, lose to that one because I was a little hungover, had a bad day. and then I had to beat Matt Cross and Ricky Starks at the same time to earn a title shot. And then what happened then, Chris? What happened then? Huh?
You became the most outlandish television champion.
That's right.
In my history.
Can I lick my title as much as I want? I can lick whatever I want, whenever I want.
Let's say hello to our good friend Jennifer Louise, who says, yes, let me get my cocktail. We both know Jen. So, Jen, I wonder what kind of cocktail you have there.
You know, she did say it was 5 o'clock. She's a woman of her word.
That's right. It is 5 o'clock in the UK. Well, we've got our first bunch of super chats coming in here. This one's coming from Red Dog. Thank you so much for the
thank you, Red Dog.
I'm so hyped seeing you in the Q&A. I've had you on my power rankings a few times. Are you ready to challenge for the 10 pounds of gold? Hashtag lucky seven.
Wrong. 10 pounds of pink. Because you know what I'm going to do as soon as I win that title, Chris? I'm going to dip it in pink paint and pink glitter, and I'm going to piss off all of you watching right now. And you know what? Someone said yesterday something to all this online, and are you worried about Zicky Dyson? He said, oh, day whatever of quarantine, you might be losing your mind, already going delirious. Nick. I am 7 wins away from taking that championship off your hands. I would have taken it off Marty Scurll's hands, because you are looking at the future of professional wrestling right now. I am the, like I said earlier in the intro, the most talked about professional wrestler ever right now.
Boom.
So I'm 7 years away. So what, you know what? I want to prove to the world that I'm a fighting champion. So here's what I'll do. Maybe I will get all 7 victories in one night. Right when power comes back, I'm going to say, hey, let me defend my title 7 times in a row. I will personally find the 7 top talents around this world, and I will defend for every single one of you. And then I'll get Nick Aldis involved, and he'll say a lot of big words that I don't understand. I don't read books, Nick Aldis. I don't need books, Nick Aldis. So beware, because I'm 7 wins away. And you know what? I haven't even cheated yet.
Red Dog, thank you for our first Super Chat. All of these are going to be going to Zicky Dice. So bring those Super Chats in. Bring those donations in. Like this one from Michael Zoppo.
That's my little brother. Michael Zoppo.
There you go.
He brought my new nephew into the world last week while in quarantine. Had his first child. They were locked out of the hospital for 3 days. And so congrats to Michael. Thanks for the super sticker. Can't wait to meet my Atlanta nephew, and he's going to be just like his uncle.
By the way, Zicky Dice has a fantastic YouTube channel. I've pinned it in the comments below, so you should subscribe. It's youtube.com/Zicky Dice, but if you check down in the pinned comments below, throw a subscribe to the Zick Man here.
Yeah, show some love. Show some love. And if you want to follow this outlandish journey I call life, I made it nice and simple for everyone. At Zicky Dice on every piece of social media platform you can imagine. Come and interact. Follow the journey now so you can say, hey, I knew him when.
Damn right. You're going to like this one from Ashton Atkins. This is ridiculously awesome. Best one yet, Chris.
Outlandish. That is what I do. Chris, I'd like to say I'm making you famous today.
You are. So I appreciate you. Appreciate you putting me over. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's the least I can do.
Roxana Hardplace wants to know, who's your favorite female wrestler / match?
Wow. Wait, is that a female match or like
female match?
Favorite female wrestler. Man, that's a tough question.
There's a lot of great talent out there, especially in NWA.
Yeah. See, my brain always automatically, like, it just flips. I explain my brain, like, if you've ever been to Disneyland, Space Mountain, like, ideas coming at me all times. That's what I'm going on right now. Favorite? Oh, man. Dude.
I would think in NWA it might be Thunder Rosa.
Thunder Rosa, yes. I love Thunder Rosa. Yes. Sable comes to mind. I always thought Sable was dope.
Hey, now.
China was dope, too.
Of course.
Man. And favorite match? That's a good question. I've never been asked that.
Ooh, we're getting questions that Zicky Dice has not been asked.
You're stumping me. My favorite female match?
Well, we can come back to that one.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Well, is there King Q wants to know, is there anyone that you haven't worked with yet that you'd like to?
Yes. The list goes on and on. There's some Black and Brave talent. Steve Manders. I would love to wrestle Steve Manders. Jake Something has been on my to-do list for a while. My dream match that will happen eventually is Mr. Seth Rollins, a little trainer versus student. I would like to see happen one day. Just about everyone in NWA and everywhere else, I want to wrestle them all. I'm dead serious.
Take us through the story here of, like, Seth Rollins is your trainer, but not really, not by accident. He was a fan of the band that you were singing for.
Yes, I sing in a band called Heart to Heart. We just released a new record on Invogue Records entitled Heartbreaker, and you can stream that now everywhere you listen to music and every other record we release. But yes, I met Seth Rollins through the music scene. I believe we were on the Pure Noise Records tour at the time. I was state champs when I first met him. And then I had met him at a Story So Far show as well. Wow. And it was on tour where I made the switch from one carnival game to another, meaning music to pro wrestling. I was acting like a jackass on stage in Nashville. And John James Ryan Jr., tour daddy, he pulled me aside. He said, I need to talk to you at the end of the night. And I was like, oh. Kicked off the tour, and we were out with 4 Years Strong at the time, and Comeback Kid. I was like, oh, we're getting sent home, and he was like, listen, I think you need to become a professional wrestler. He's like, you would be so successful in that business. He's like, you're agile. I know your love for the sport. He's like, I think now's the time. So I said, all right. So I text Seth Rollins. I said, hey, I want to be a professional wrestler. And he said, are you serious? And I said, I'm dead serious.
What a great Seth Rollins laugh.
That's exactly, dude. I've heard it multiple times. Like, what you see on TV is what you hear. That is it right there. And he said, I'm going to be better than you are one day. He's like, all right, I'll see you May 1st. And I went to WrestleMania 31. I watched him cash in. 2 weeks later, I was training. One of 12 to be trained by a current WWE champion in the whole entire world. So,
but the heart of the story is you picked up your life, moved it to Illinois, I believe is where his school is.
I moved to Moline, Illinois, never been to the city in my life. Moved there. The school is right across the bridge in Davenport, Iowa, 10-minute drive, and was surrounded by cornfields, and it was a huge culture shock. I remember when I moved there, there was a siren going off, and I asked my neighbor, I said, what's that? She's like, oh, tornado siren. I was like, awesome. So I took a Xanax and went inside and went to sleep for outlandish.
Can you give us another Seth Rollins laugh?
Ha, 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 ha.
Jake Smith asks, if you could pick a tag team partner from anywhere to team with, who would it be?
Joe Exotic.
Anyone who's watching Tiger King on Netflix, first of all, that's amazing.
Who knows Joe Exotic, and I'm trying to get a promo from prison right now. And if you think I'm playing, you all are in for another trip.
No.
Oh, yes. Yes.
How can this happen?
Yes. You got to know somebody. And he said he doesn't know. He said, I don't know what I'm going to tell him. I said, tell him it's a business opportunity. If not a tag partner, I'm looking for a manager. And not that I would ever need one, but once I laid eyes on Joe Exotic, I'll be damned if I don't think we're I literally stared at my papa.
Mike Crane giving us a super chat here. Thank you so much, Mike Crane. Gossie says he sports the fanny pack better.
Don't listen, dude. Don't. There's a lot of imitations, a lot of imposters out there. This is the real thing right here, baby. You can only see it around Zicky Dice's waist, neck, or around his title belt. But thanks for the super chat and the donation. Bring those in. I want to answer your questions first. Keep them coming, baby.
Yeah, we got it. Well, just another one just popped right in here. $9.99. Thank you so much from Kevin Rodriguez. You didn't leave a question here, but just thank you for being part of this.
Kevin, I think
on the screen.
Oh, man. Look at this. Look at these coming in. This is great. Ask me things. Come on. There's more to the story.
I want to ask you, if you do this interview with Joe Exotic, are you going to shave your mustache to look like his?
I will do whatever it takes. I will do, Chris, to make this happen, yes. Oh, and would you believe me if I told you that I've been hunting down those damn shirts that he's been wearing on the show? Because I sure have been. Oh, if anyone got a link, bonus points for you, I will trade you a Zicky Dice t-shirt if you can just find me a link to these Joe Exotic button-ups.
Bring it on, people. By the way, if you're just joining the chat now, thank you for hanging out with me and the outlandish one, Zicky Dice. If you're on YouTube right now watching it, throw a subscribe to our man, Zicky Dice. It's in the pinned comments below, youtube.com/Zicky Dice.
You better subscribe to this channel as well while you're at it.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Come on,
I can't just show up here and not do one click. That's just laziness.
That is laziness. Thank you. Chris Karchia says, what made you want to be a heel?
I think a lot of mean things in my head all the time, every single day, every single moment. I just choose not to say them. So now that I can do what I want when I want, it's a lot more fun. And I did the high fives with the kids and everything else, but there's no one that is this damn good. Bring up who you think your top bad guy is, your top heel is, and put them against me, and I'll show you why I won every single time.
Our man Kevin Rodriguez with another super chat. Thank you, Kevin. He says, how's the new cup?
I haven't gotten the new cup yet. I'm sorry. I will check the mail today. This is what I think we're asking about. I haven't gotten it yet. Mail's been a little slow on my end. As you can see, I'm here in quarantine and my P.O. box. I got to travel through the beach of Cocoa Beach to get to it. And things are a little rough right now. Okay.
But Ryan Freeman has a good question or a good suggestion here for you. The Joe Exotic Man Thong.
I will totally rock it. I'll wear it in the ring. I'll defend the title with it on.
This is a good question from our friend Jennifer Louise. Zicky, one of your many talents is your ability to create content. During the lockdown, do you have any advice for independent wrestlers who may be struggling without these live shows happening?
Oh, man. I'll be honest. I've been my motivation's been attacked a little bit lately from this. But I did purchase a green screen setup and making some connections. I filmed something for a wrestling puppet show the other day, which is coming out for ages like 6 to 12 is what the show's based on, and that's going to be pretty cool. So that show's not out yet. I can't say anything more about it. Yeah, keep an eye out for that. And I just say I don't know. This is a good time to expand your character a little bit, work on things, set the camera up, even just hit record, even if you don't release it, to getting comfortable with the camera. You know, not everyone makes love to the camera like Zicky does. It's natural.
More people are on their phones and their devices now more than ever. Now is the time to double down, triple down on making content. Why do you think we're doing these live streams every single day of the week?
That's right. That's right. And I love it. I'm happy to be here. Like I said before we started, this has been on the Zicky Dice to-do list. Zicky Dice used to have goals, but now they're plans. So I'm glad that I can cross the plan off the list.
By the way, this is a great Q&A, and I'm super appreciative, Zicky, for you being here and everyone else watching this. This does not count as an official interview. We're going to do an official interview in person once this – oh, what is going on here?
I need a little bit. Quarantine times are tough, Chris.
Okay. Yeah. But the end of my sentence was once this all kind of – please don't drink that.
No. What'd you say?
What? Huh? How about this? Is Nick Hancock says top heel, MJF's better than you, and you know it.
Maxwell. I'm familiar with Maxwell and his pretty little knitted scarf. Scarf versus fanny pack on a pole match, huh? Attack the feelings match, huh?
Oh no, Dickie, the wrong color. Oh, I tasted that one. What?
That was disgusting. Oh, God.
You okay?
I accidentally drank that. It tasted like Gaines, though.
Oh, geez. I hope you're all right.
I think I'm running a fever.
Didn't taste like corn?
Next question. That's coming out.
Super chat from Lil Goat. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for the donations that are going straight to Zicky Dice. Will you be watching Dark Side of the Ring?
Dark Side of the Ring, I did watch season one, and I just finished episode two of season two last night. Some heavy stuff. But yes, I will be watching Dark Side of the Ring. That's all I really want to say about that.
Well, we got a lot of people saying OMG, and there's another OMG right there. Chris says Zicky Dice is the best heel, period.
Yeah, I know that.
It's hard to argue with that.
Bring them in. Bring them in. Let's get some super questions going. The super chat.
Yeah, bring those super chats in here. This is great. Ooh, here's a good one. 773 is life over on YouTube, by the way. Please subscribe to Zicky Dice on YouTube. Was Zicky a WWE guy or a WCW guy?
Man, growing up, I was a WWF guy. To be honest with you, I didn't really know much of. I grew up in like a wrestling household. My older brother got me into professional wrestling. It was just always on. And WWF was always on. I didn't know about WCW until I was a little older, like during the Monday Night Wars. Then I'd flip back and forth, but it was predominantly WWF.
William Abrams said, just listen to some Heart to Heart for the first time. Outlandishly great.
Thank you. I tuned in.
Do you
have as soon as we're done with this, what I recommend you do, you know what? You might want to bring up a side window. You can search on YouTube Heart to Heart Insufferable when we release a new music video with this record. So you can go ahead and check that out as well.
Yeah, don't leave this window. Do that on a side window. Yeah. You're watching on your device. You can do this after. Yeah, yeah. But the question here is, do you have backup fanny packs? I mean, we know this one's worth $16,000.
You know, I did a fanny pack giveaway. This is the only one I have right now. I did give it away to a lucky soul. He should be getting that probably today. Yeah, I autographed it and gave it away. It was my fanny pack I wore for 2 years, and it was actually kind of tough to let go. But I got a new $16,000 fanny pack because I know a guy. And maybe I'll give this one away when I'm ready for a new one and a new one.
You're throwing money around like that.
Well, with the super chat, I can do that kind of stuff, Chris.
Keep bringing those super chats in here. Blizza81YT says, how did Zicky come up with his name? What's the backstory?
Thank you for asking. My name, birth name, thanks, Mom, is Nick Zoppo. So my idiot stoner friends in the summer of 2007 took the N from the Z and switched it, so it became Zick. I was known as Zick for a while, and just from touring with Heart to Heart and hopping around, people started adding a Y to that. So I evolved into Zicky. I've been called Zicky since 2007, believe it or not. And then on tour, in the downtime, what was always in my pocket? A set of dice. I had three die in my pocket at all times, ready for some CeeLo, ready to take anybody's money who wanted. We were always shooting dice past the time. So came up with the name Zicky Dice. I had the name Zicky Dice before I went to training. Matter of fact, Coach Crotch with the K-R-O-T-C-H, however you spell it, came up to me when we were talking about names of Black and Brave. And he's like, Zicky, he's all Zicky Dice. He's all, I don't like it. And I said, with all due respect, sir, your name's Crotch with the K. He looked at me and he's all, cliche, and walked away. It's been Zicky Dice ever since.
Zicky, we just got a $10 super chat here from Virtual Basement. Yeah, I just texted you. So hopefully you can respond to me. Virtual Basement, glad to see the Q&A rocking this week. We're glad to see you in here.
Thank you, Virtual Basement. You put another can of corn in my belly. I get $10 cans of corn.
Virtual Basement has an incredible indie-starred video game that's going to be coming out soon. You probably, if you follow wrestlers on Twitter or Instagram, I'm sure you've seen everyone signing their contracts and showing it off.
Outlandish. I'll jump a little.
Oh my God, it's a little outlandish there, isn't it?
Well, you know.
773 is life. Best experience meeting a wrestler.
Oh, man.
We're going to put this back up on the screen to thank you for the super chat, Virtual Basement.
Yes, yeah, thank you. Oh, man. Damn. One that comes to mind, I was at Dreamwave Wrestling in LaSalle, Illinois, greener than goose shit, and I was up after intermission, and Bret Hart was there, and my match was next, and he'd come in the back, and he put his hand on my shoulder, and he's like, hey, have a good match. Go kill him out there. And, like, took a moment to say that to me, and coming back, and we never met. I was like, yo. I was like, yo. You know, yo. And I thought that was pretty cool. Wrestling has led me to meet some interesting characters. Like I said, Daniel Fishel, that was super cool. Pee Wee Herman. The list of wrestlers goes on. But I think another good story is when Bob Backlund met me and a few buddies and convinced one of my buddies to buy his book in the conversation right there.
That sounds like Bob Backlund.
That's probably one of my favorite moments. We laugh about that all the time. He's all, why did I just buy this book for $30? Like, I went to say hi, and I was like, dude, I was like, that's all you. So
since you're a great promo guy, K Rich wants to know who is your favorite promo of all time?
Oh man.
Who's the best promo guy in your opinion?
I'd have to say Flair.
Woo!
I think Ric Flair, and especially some of those old ones, man. From I've been going back to the archives, looking up some of those good ones. Flair. I have to say Flair.
And that's
with my mood too. Like another thing I love is I love the Rick Martel promos and like just the character stuff. I'm big on obviously character. I love the colors and the character and that stuff. And what I love about wrestling most, I will say this, is a good promo. A good promo can draw me into just about anybody. And also there's great wrestlers who I won't name, but they can't cut a promo for shit, and it makes me lose interest real quick. So go ahead and keep your flips because
this – it may be the same answer to this question. This is from question mark. I don't know if that's the question mark, but this is from question mark. Who's your dream match with any star that's retired?
Mr. Perfect or Ravishing Rick Rude.
Ooh, man, those would be great. Those would be some good ones.
Yeah, hands down. Someone made yesterday a dream match flyer I had posted. It was like Zicky Dice versus Ravishing Rick Rude yesterday, and I was like, oh, that was pretty cool. So I thought that would like they made the flyer was legit. It's a price submission, $4, $5. So now we're talking. And I thought that was pretty cool. So yeah, I have to say that's one of my dream matches.
All right, let's take a quick pause from this Q&A with Zicky Dice to thank our sponsor for this episode, Bet Online. And with currently no NBA, NHL, or MLB, you might be thinking, well, there's nothing to bet on. Well, that's where you'd be wrong, because our exclusive partner, Bet Online, still has hundreds of events, games, and props for you to wager on. From their online casino to poker and blackjack, they are bringing Las Vegas right to you. And if you're missing the NFL, no problem. BetOnline has live daily Madden NFL 20 simulations that you can bet on. You can also still bet on Survivor, Big Brother, American Idol, stock prices. You can even bet on the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. And it's all open 24 hours a day, and it's all online. Use the promo code BLUEWIRE, all one word, to join today and receive your new welcome bonus. Bet Online, it's your online wagering solution.
Another super chat here. Thank you, Lil Goat, for your second super chat. Please keep those coming in. They're all going to Zicky Dice himself. Your biggest goal in wrestling before you retire?
There's a lot. There's a lot of things I have to do. I have yet. I wrestled in South Korea last year. That's the only country I've been to as of yet. I want to wrestle in Mexico. I was supposed to wrestle in Canada actually tomorrow.
My country.
Yeah, I followed through. I was going to Winnipeg and then Montreal, and that fell through because of all this. I want to go to Japan. I want to go to the UK more than anything, and then I want the arenas. I got a little bit of taste of gold, but I want more gold. I want Who knows? You never know where I'll end up. Shoot.
Here's a good one from Stephen Nagishi. Is Jericho an inspiration for you both as a wrestler and a musician since you just signed a new record deal this year?
I get compared to him a lot. There's a few other musician wrestlers. You know, you got Andy Williams, Brody King, Mandrews. You know, we might just have to start a super band here in wrestling, just do that.
True, yeah.
You know, I get compared to that. I guess it's an inspiration. I would like to catch up to Jericho wrestling wise. I feel like my band's way better than his already, so that's I can't get to the wrestling part. I think we'll be fine.
If your entrance theme isn't your band's, you should take that cue from Jericho. And you know, make that.
I thought about that. I gotta send. If you haven't heard my entrance song, you can look that up as well. It is the hottest wrestling song.
Although NWA doesn't really have entrance themes.
Only at the pay per view, and I got mine made for me. I almost wasn't able to get it on the pay per view. I had to literally seconds before the pay per view started. I was still begging, and they're like, "All right, fine, it's a go." And Corgan's like, "Am I gonna get sued?" I was like, "I'll take the heat in case anything falls back. Trust me." He's like, "All right, fine, sign this. Boom."
Another super chat coming in. Boom! Ryan Freeman, thank you so much for the donation here. Zicky, you plan on buying any more billboard ads?
You know, I might. What he's referring to is last year at AEW's All Out in Chicago, I had put a billboard outside of the venue, and I said, All Outlandish, Zicky Dice, and I dropped my new website. Mania, I was supposed to have a plane pull a banner with my face on it this year, but that obviously fell through. I'm not going to let it fly for a bunch of crocodiles. You never know what you'll see.
Man, you're. I love that you just kind of. I mean, you're just great at marketing yourself.
Closed mouths don't get fed, Chris. If there's one thing I learned, I'm not going to stand out sitting in the back.
This is great advice, not just for wrestling, but just in general. Closed mouths don't get fed.
Absolutely. What I said. Yeah. Best thing that's came out of my mouth recently, and I got to make a bumper sticker out of this one. This pertains to anything in life. Forget wrestling. Whatever in life. If you want to get it, it's that easy. It won't be that simple, but it's that easy.
I say it all the time. If somebody else is doing the thing that you want to do, that just means that you can also do it because they've laid the path for someone else to
Absolutely.
Do it.
I took my band from my mom's garage to, you know, all of Warped Tour and all of these big old tours when I was told no and I was wasting time and that I should go and do this and I should go and do that. And then I was like, you know what? At 26 years old, I decided to become a professional wrestler. And I was mocked at and laughed. And Seth Rollins will even tell you himself. He thought I was going to bullshit my way through this. And I proved him wrong and I proved everybody else wrong. And I will continue to do so because I know what I'm capable of. And I know that if I put all my energy into myself, the sky's the limit.
If you weren't wrestling, what do you think you'd be doing career-wise?
Good question. I would be working with adults with developmental disabilities, and I would have my own special ed classroom at the high school level. I've done that for the last 13 years, and I've met some of the most amazing people in my life, and that's what I would be doing because I don't want to work with the general public. I don't want to work with any of you. I hate every single one of you. You guys ask me weird things, and you make me feel weird in public, and you tweet me weird things and feet pictures and wanted me to go and dress up in my gear and choke you out for $250. I'll still do that stuff, but I don't want to do that. I want to work with amazing people, and I want to put my time, energy, and love into people who need it most, in my personal opinion, and that's what I would be doing.
Big shout out to everyone who's leaving these questions here on the side. We're going to try to get to as many of these as possible. Of course, the super chats are getting answered sooner because they're sticking up there at the top. Oh, we just got a new super chat. Wow. What timing on that? Nick Robinson, thank you for the super chat and the donation here. How's the water?
Water's great over here. Water's great. I'll tell you about that one once we wrap up here, Chris.
Oh, someone made a different play on your new bumper sticker there and said, "Closed buttholes don't get plugged."
That's I like that. You know what? We'll have that right next. We'll do the two bumper sticker pack.
Yeah,
get the babyface and the heel bumper sticker.
And if you're just joining us, I pinned Zicky Dice's YouTube channel down below in the pinned comments. YouTube.com/ZickyDike. Throw him a subscribe. If you're here watching me and you aren't subscribed, I just don't understand that. All the time, people just watch the videos and don't subscribe. So please take literally half a second to.
You missed out. I already ate a can of corn, drink my own urine, which I'm still doing. And
oh, please don't.
Testing too. In my mind here, bring in the questions, bring in the super chat, ask me things. What else do you want to know? I'm an open.
We're also streaming on Facebook right now. That's where this question comes from, Neil Wayne. You said you want to go to the UK more than anything to wrestle. I'm from the UK. Respect, man. Who's your favorite British wrestler of all time?
Regal.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, Regal. Just master. And I wish, I would love to pick his brain on another level. I'm a hands-on learner. So I would love to get in the ring and learn a few things hands-on from there. Also, Grado. I was supposed to wrestle Grado, Pancakes and Pile Drivers, and I know that would be, we'll see. He was a little bit more outlandish there when push comes to shove, but I think that would have been a very interesting, entertaining match, to say the least.
Another super chat here. Hey. Robson HD. This is 2 pounds. So you're over in the UK. Thank you so much. Zicky, you're my favorite on NWA.
Outlandish. X Robinson HD, you are my favorite in the UK. How's that? How's that
thing? Wow, oh my God, there's so many people watching in the UK right now.
Forget William Regal. Well, you know, you bring in those super chats, you move up on my favorite list. All right,
bring those super chats in, bring those donations in. It's that's what makes these that much better. Bringing those in.
Yeah, you watching
our fellow man here.
Yeah, I appreciate you watching NWA. Hopefully we get up and running here soon. So thank you for your support there. And if you're not watching NWA, I don't know what the hell you're doing. Go to youtube.com/NWA and hit subscribe there too. And watch Outlandish Ziggy Dice every single week.
We got one from France here. This
is,
which I believe translates to mean the mustard. Bonjour de France.
I love mustard and I love France. And the one thing that Ziggy Dice does best is the French kiss.
Well, yep, that just happened.
Mm. You like that?
Chris Karchia says, Zicky, who did the outlandish artwork on your attire? You're my favorite.
So I had my gear designed by TTD Designs. I fell in love with his artwork on Instagram. So I had him make the redo my Z logo with the dice dangling off and redo the outlandish font. And then Rick at Global Wrestleware at NWA Tapings, he pulled me aside. He said, hey, he said, Zicky, I see some big things that come to mind. When I saw your entrance come down to the ring, he's all, I just had ideas. He said, you mind if I make you some gear? And I said, sure thing. He's all, I'll take care of you. And he made me the look, give me a second. I'm going. Hold on.
Oh, wow. Okay. It's pretty short here.
Hold on.
Okay. We'll hang out. Don't worry. And Michael Vasquez on Facebook asking, do I hate Whataburger? Or, I mean, does he hate Whataburger? We'll get to that. Whataburger's awful. In and out.
That is disgusting. I'm glad I left for that question. But Rick, I am so loaded for the next set of taping. Rick made me these. These are brand new. Oh, God.
Outlandish.
Oh, baby, these might be my favorite pair yet. Haven't even debuted them yet. Wow. GW. Look at these bad boys. Look at these.
Woo.
Whoa. Get all of that. Yeah, a lot of that. Yeah. So I had TTD Designs and Global Wrestleware take care of me there. I recommend reaching out to both of them and tell them that, you know, the Outlandish sent you.
Got a super chat here from Down Under. This is coming This is from Ozzy, who says, would you rather be a Grand Slam champion or end the Undertaker's streak if it were still around?
Oh, wow. Grand Slam champion, 100%.
You don't want to be the man who puts the 1 and 21 and 1?
No, I could do that. I could have done that easily. It's the time. It's the time and the work that goes into becoming a Grand Slam champion.
Mm. Another super chat here.
A lot of people streaks. I'll tell you that. I ended Ricky Starks already.
Kevin Robinson with another super chat. Thanks for being part of this. Thank you for the donation. Chris, thank you for bringing this during this time. We're all in this together, guys. Let's hang out.
Yes. Kevin, thank you. Truly appreciate that, brother. Stay outlandish. Love you.
Michael Vasquez was asking about the terrible burgers at Whataburger. That's what your favorite.
One of my good friends started working at a Whataburger. He now works like, I'm not surprised if he's almost number one now in the top office. And me and him go head to head all the time. When he posts Whataburger stuff, I just put disgusting throw up faces. And you know what? I even gave it a chance last time.
Me too.
When I went to Louisiana, I was with Serpentico, and they're like, let's stop a Whataburger. And I was already had the mindset. I was like, you know what? Clean slate. Maybe I had something wrong on the menu last time. Gave it a whirl. Dude, I'd rather drink my own piss again. That was disgusting.
Yeah, I agree. Someone was like, you didn't order the right burger. I'm like, I ordered the exact same burger at Whataburger that I did at In-N-Out.
Yeah, and to be fair, I used to hate – and I'm from California, born and raised. I used to hate In-N-Out. I love it now, yes, again. But, like, if Chris, when you come out here, once you finally get to the West Coast, I'm going to pick you up, and I'm going to take you to my favorite burger in the whole entire world.
Okay.
We'll do that. And that's an Orchid Burger in Orchid, California. And my favorite cheat meal, is that what that asked him, Michael?
That was the question, yeah.
Michael, that answer changes daily. This week on Sunday, I'm tearing up the largest Chinese box of chow mein that you can imagine. That has been on my mind. Last week it was pizza. I got pizza. So now it's the chow mein this week. Like the biggest thing of just, I want the biggest Chinese box of chow mein and I want everything in there and fork. I want it dripping.
There we go.
I might keep the tarp up too.
Another super chat here. Thank you, Realistic Fishing, for the super chat, for the donation. I am 42 and still watch wrestling. Is that weird?
Not at all. Not at all. I wrestled right before the quarantine. Where did I go? There was a lady who was probably 109 years old and they're standing up on her walker flipping me off. She went to the same barber that I did, had the same haircut that I did. She's trying to emulate Ziggy Dice or something. I told her to sit her old ass down before she did something we all regret. And no, to answer your question, it wasn't weird for that geezer and it's definitely not weird for you.
Bardre Purnell says he hopped on the Ziggy Express 3 months ago.
Ooh, baby. Well, welcome. Welcome. You've got mail. Go ahead and rewind a little bit. We got some fun stuff for you to catch up on.
I got to scroll back here because there's been so many great questions. Thank you. Keep bringing these in. Keep having them come in here. Thank you guys for hanging out with us on this outlandish quarantine Q&A, our third of six that we're going to be doing this week today. It's outlandish Ziggy Dice. Tomorrow we've got the lovely Lillian Garcia. So I hope you're subscribed to my channel. Oh. If you're subscribed to my channel, you should also be subscribed to Ziggy Dice's channel.
You know, Lillian, that Ziggy said he wants to do a duet with Lillian. Her voice, oh God, dude. I would love, I have this, even, I know this is such a bad reference, but that Kid Rock, Sheryl Crow song came on the radio yesterday. And I love that song to death. I think everybody does. But I would love to do like an updated version, like Ziggy in some kind of, I could see her voice being bouncing off that well.
Zai Roz says, are you a Smashing Pumpkins fan? And do you talk about music with Billy Corgan?
I am a Smashing Pumpkins fan. I saw Smashing Pumpkins. We went in September for my birthday. And 2 months later, I was working for the guy. I had no idea that that was going to be happening in that time. But, yes, I grew up listening to Smashing Pumpkins. I have yet to talk about music with Billy. I don't even know if he knows that I'm in a band. But if I was to talk to Billy about anything, first before music, it would be that he saw a shapeshifter with his own eyes. That's what I want to talk to Billy about.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude, he's big in the alien world. Dude,
I knew that, but I didn't know he'd seen it.
Wow. Ric Flair, you better knock that off right now.
I love that your dog is named Ric Flair.
Dog's name is Ric Flair, yes. Yes.
So our friend from France has come back here, La Moutarde. I just want to say it in English that I'm French and I love wrestling, and I have a crush on NWA and his retro styles. Just when can we have the clash of gimmicks? Ziggy versus Aaron Stevens.
I would love for that to happen. I finally got to talking with Aaron at the end of the last set of tapings. And there's one thing that I noticed about him that stood out the most to me. And I can just see when he talks that his gears move like mine do. And I went and filmed that video outside for the protest. There was outside of GPV Studios. There was like a protest for some war, some bullshit going on. And I went out and made it my protest for Ricky Starks being champion. And he pulled me aside and he's like, dude, he's like, I'm so mad at myself for not thinking of that. He wanted to go out there with the Mongrovian flag and just wave it. And so good too. And so it was that moment when I realized, I was like, oh dude, together we can blow up the internet.
We got 15 minutes left in this live chat here, the quarantine Q&A with Ziggy Dice. If you've got the super chats that you've been sitting on, those donations that you're waiting for to give to Ziggy Dice, now's the time. Now's the time to get them in here. Once again, this is a Q&A. This is great, but this is not going to be considered a real interview because we're going to do one in person.
Arrange it. Yeah, I want that photo together, and we got to have the deep in person that – Maybe that will come out before my Dark Side of the Ring. Who knows? Will Ziggy have a Dark Side of the Ring? If I don't get out of here and defend that title, you damn right.
This is true. Bardre Purnell's back here saying, your dog just went, woo!
Matter of fact, that is Ric Flair's release command. He does woo, and when we don't shake, we tag. So when I say tag, he tags me. He's a pretty smart dog. I got Ric Flair At 8 weeks old, he moved with me across country to Black and Brave. So he's been with me on my wrestling journey ever since. Anytime I get something cool, I tell him about it first. Yeah, that's my main dog right there. That's my wrestling buddy. He's in every car load with me whenever I need a road dog. He's there because most of these snakes say they want it, but no one really wants it.
773 is life. What's your favorite wrestling video game you played as a kid?
Oh, dude, WCW versus NWO. Or on Super Nintendo, I had Saturday Night Slam Masters, which I thought was super sick, too. And there was this guy, Jumbo, and he's, like, really big and fat, and I used to love him. And, like, I think Hagar was in the game, too. Hagar, sick.
Kasala Extreme Dragon Family. Zicky Dice, if you had to fight John Cena or if you had to fight Jeff Hardy, who would you rather take on in a wrestling match?
I'm going to throw you a sideball, and I actually want to fight John Cena, but in his Make-A-Wish grants. John Cena has the most wishes granted, and I would love to get to the level where I can top those wishes granted. So that's how I would like to fight John Cena. That is a big on my goal to-do list. So maybe I'd fight him in the ring and then go grant more wishes than him.
Wow, that's great. I hope that you're able to do that.
So that's on the to-do list, my friend.
They're not goals. They're plans.
Right. That's right.
Ernest Layson says, have you been keeping up with WWE and AEW? What do you think about the way that both brands are putting on their live shows in the empty arenas?
I haven't been keeping up with WWE. I have seen clips here and there. I did watch AEW Dark last night, and I did watch AEW last week. And it's funny how these companies now are like, you know, putting together studio wrestling, but that's what we've been doing all along, baby. So it's nice to see how everyone else comes together and puts their own twist on it and see. It's been interesting. It's weird times right now. I think everyone should stay the hell home. And, you know, there was a show I heard recently. They did one of these no ring things and someone showed up infected and someone got sick at somewhere around here. But yeah, it's just interesting to see. It's cool. We got to get entertained, you know, but whatever.
Poe Panda needs to know, where did you get your fanny pack? I mean, we know it cost $16,000. Where'd you get this thing?
I know a guy. It comes deep from Europe. It's handmade every single time. If I say his name, it cost me $6,000 alone just to say his name. So I try not to say his name. I just contact him directly when I'm ready to purchase.
Well, if we know the price of your fanny pack, La Moutard wants to know the price of your sunglasses.
Yo, huge shout out to Far Out Sunglasses.
I wear Far Out Sunglasses too.
Dude, they sent me these and they said, hey, we want to give you some new shades for NWA. They sent me two pairs of these. These go for, are you ready for this whopping price? $32. $32 you can get these for. You can
be that outlandish.
Go to Far Out and tell them Zicky Dice sent you. Be like, hey, I want the Zicky Dice shades. Boom. So, shout out to Far Out for taking care of me. I told them I would thank them, so thank you. And I will be wearing these next season at NWA.
I'm scrolling through the questions.
My last sunglasses, the ones you see on NWA, believe it or not, I found at one of my favorite places of all time. I don't even know if I should say it out loud because of a documentary that came out about it. But Santee Alley in Los Angeles, you can find anything at Santee Alley. They got some heat for selling a bunch of illegal makeup products that were giving people like rashes and stuff. So if you like bumpy lips from after this, thank you, Santee Alley. But yes, I found my last sunglasses there for $5. And how I've had those for 2 years, they're the biggest pieces of garbage. How I've had those for 2 years, like without breaking, is beyond me.
My girlfriend, Elena Martella, who's right over here, just gave us a super chat for $4.99. Thank you, honey.
Hey, thank you.
She was actually a Wish kid when she was a teenager. She was a Wish kid. So she's now on board for Make-A-Wish. She says, thank you for supporting Make-A-Wish.
Really?
And she came for the real interview.
Wow. Awesome. Thank you. That's super cool. Wow.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah, that's super motivating. Another thing, I've talked to a friend of mine. If I wasn't wrestling, going back to that question, I would love to work for the traveling Special Olympics, like the big main Special Olympics. I thought would be
sick.
You got like the small portions, right, around the cities doing everything, but I'm talking the Special Olympics. Fireworks go off, you know? Like the whole shebang, I thought that would be pretty cool too.
So I know a lot of people are going to ask, my girlfriend had her intestines twist around themselves when she was in high school. She ended up actually dying and then was brought back to life. She's completely fine now, completely healthy. Wow. Spent a lot of her time in the hospital and had a Make-A-Wish granted to go to the Today Show. She spent a day at the Today Show. And now she's a big proponent for Make-A-Wish. And I'm happy to hear that you are as well, Zicky.
That's super cool. And I love how that story just came about, just all natural. You know, I just want to say what I want to do. And I appreciate you sharing that with all of us. So thank you.
Who is your favorite tag team? Asks 773 is life.
Oh, man. Ugh. The Nasty Boys.
Okay.
I love like Demolition. I was watching them the other night. I used to love Demolition as a kid. Of course, Rock and Roll Express. It's been a pleasure working alongside them lately. That's a little bit of a mind trip there. There's so many great tag teams.
Well, along those similar lines here, this is from John Nealand. Zicky, what wrestling faction would you join if you had to?
Oh, man.
So many great factions.
Four Horsemen. One of them's got to go.
Who are we kicking out?
Eight to Five Horsemen. One of them's got to go.
Who are we kicking out?
I'll let that for them to decide. I'm happy either way.
This is an interesting one from Charles King, who's watching on Facebook. Thank you. We're on Facebook and Facebook and YouTube right now. Who besides yourself is your favorite TV champ of all time?
Smart way of wording that. Because I have that question and I answer it exactly like you would have thought. Arn Anderson. I've been watching a lot of Arn, and I listened to his podcast about the television title before going into the Hard Times pay-per-view. And I hold a very precious baby. You guys all want to see the title? You guys want to see it?
Well, I don't know why it's taking 55 minutes to see this.
Well, too bad, because it's vacuum sealed and buried in my backyard next to my cat I once had. Not a tiger.
A lot of people asking me, is it safe for Zicky to be licking the title during times like these? I said it's his title. He can do whatever he wants with it.
Thank you. Thank you. All these idiots think that they're going to be the ones touching my title. It's mine. I'm not losing it. You're not touching it. You're not licking it. So what are you worried about? Don't worry about, it just makes me want to lick stuff. And I said my new entrance, by the way, and this is a challenge for all of you. I'm willing to spit in anyone's mouth that wants it in the entrance, right to Hard Camp. Just feed them like a baby bird. How about that?
I think we're okay not seeing that. Jeremy Cowan, who's watching on Facebook, says, Zicky, can you beat the question mark? Can you overcome the obvious advantage of Mongrovian karate?
You know, I went to Korean barbecue recently, and I asked, I tweeted Aaron Stevens and question mark responded with question marks. But Aaron said that I was asking about the food in Mongrovia. And he said that all Mongrovian food is all you can eat at all times. And I said, you know, with a diet like that, I don't know. It'd be a good matchup, but I'm willing. Question mark, step on up. Knock that neck beard out off that mask.
Jennifer Louise gave us a super chat. Thank you so much. Thank you. My dad is one of the Scottish Special Olympic Golf Team coaches.
Oh, sick. Ah, that's
great,
so
cool. Great cause and great chat, guys. Thank you both.
Thank you very much. That is so awesome. Thank you for sharing. Thank you all for watching and tuning in, asking these questions. It's so exciting. I get to unload a little bit off my chest. I've got a lot of stuff to do today.
This has been great. These 55 minutes have just flown right by. We got 5 more minutes, so get those questions in. We're going to try to get as many of these as possible asked before the end of this. And, yes, we got a super chat here from there's been so many. We got to scroll all the way back to find Lil Goat. We're going to get to yours at the end because it's so good. I'm going to actually put it on the screen so we can think about it. There it is, Lil Goat, $2 super chat. Give us your best promo to close out the interview. Well, that will be at the end of the interview, so we're going to come back to that one, Lil Goat, okay? And we're going to scroll down to all these new ones. Damn, I just got here, says JD12 Dog. Well, this is going to be the best 5 minutes
ever
on YouTube, though.
Yeah. You're here now, baby.
We got some super chats coming in. This thing's from Talking Pulp. $10. Woo! Thank you for that. Have you ever had a heart attack and felt your heart resuscitated at the same exact moment? Because that's what happened when I shook Zicky Dice's hand for the first time.
Wow. You know what? That brings me to a time. Where's my fiance? I was 16 years old and we were. Never mind. Don't worry about that. But yes, I know what you're talking about. And I'm happy that I can make you feel that way, baby.
Talking Pulp, $10 donation, $10 super.
Truly appreciate that.
Thank you.
Maybe who knows what happens? Maybe I'll give you a hug next time. Maybe I'll lick the side of your face. You might explode.
Oof. Cam Werner with a super chat here. No question. Just much love. Much love to you, Cam.
Love it, Cam. Thank you.
These are pouring in as we're wrapping up. This has been the quickest hour we've had here. Ozzy with an Australian super chat of Australian dollars. Out of all the Guerrero brothers, which one would you have liked to work with and why?
Damn, that's a tough question. I'd be happy with either, but I'm going to go with Eddie, especially as of late. I've been watching a lot of Eddie and popping up and just older stuff. And I always think of Clash of Styles. One thing I've learned is something I do in a locker room anywhere that I am is I look at everybody in the locker room and I'm like, what would I say against that guy? What would I do against that guy? So when I come into that situation, it's ready to go. Eddie, I've been watching thinking that same thing. And I'm like, oh man, the possibilities are endless. I'd love for him to just whoop my ass for a little bit. I'll take that too.
Since we're almost at a peak of viewership here, what do you say we go 5 more minutes?
Let's go five more minutes. Questions in. I'm feeling good drinking my own piss.
This will give us time to get to these super chats we got here. Another one from Kevin Rodriguez who says, Zicky, thank you for supporting the DIY guys.
I will say this. Zicky is a DIY guy. I always make time. This is the biggest podcast I've done yet, but since debuting on NWA, I've done between the band, I think like 54 or 55 of these. And if you ask, I'm more than willing to help out because I understand the grind. I look for that in people. It doesn't matter how many followers you have. If I can help out, I absolutely will because I know what it's like. So you want to impress me, just grind. That's all you got to do. And don't tell me you're grinding. I'll see it. I'll know. I'll find you. I find the grinders. Little bump and grind.
Hold on. Zicky's first tattoo.
Ah, it's covered up now. We're working on a whole arm cover up at the moment, but it was for my father who had passed away. That's why I have the big thing on my stomach for him now, but it was like praying hands. I actually got it when I was 15 years old. My mom was super cool. I guess that's what happened when your dad dies. She lets you get a tattoo for him. That was my first tattoo at 15, and my mom said, I'll let you get this one as long as it's your only one. I said, yes, Mom.
Can you read this one on the screen? Because I want this to come true here.
Cardona rules. I will mention you for $100. You know what? I'll give you something better. Cardona, you're making Zicky Dice feel outlandish.
Is that $100 super chat going to come in from Cardona rules? Huh? Are you a man of your word?
I kept my end. Cardona, if not, the internet's going to see all of this, and this will be engraved in history for the rest of time, and I will never forget you after this one. I'll tell you that one. Either way, how do you want to stick in my brain?
That's how the internet works. It lives forever and ever and ever.
Dude, and ever. I watched – oh, God, here we go. We might just be talking all damn day for 3 days. I watched something before bed. I couldn't sleep last night. Looking forward to this, setting up my quarantine, and I put – on Disney Plus, and there's an AI documentary that was on. It's like, not if, but when AI takes over. So we'll have this until AI takes over. That got me pretty freaked out anyway. I might for real start quarantining some stuff here. No more.
David Gonzalez says, chat forever.
That's what I'm talking about.
For like 4 more minutes. This has been great, though.
Cardona is going to be the end of my life.
Yeah, Cardona, we're putting you back on the screen there. Mention you for $100.
Oh, Cardona.
Blizzard81YT has an interesting question. Who's the stiffest wrestler that you've ever worked with?
Oh, God. The list goes on. I remember I took a knee to the eye socket recently. I had a friend once who was choking me on the ropes, double stomped my back while I was like bent like a half pipe and popped cartilage in my ribs. I won't say any names.
This is a great question. I actually ask this frequently in my interviews, so I appreciate Daniel Koska for asking this. What's one match of yours that you recommend everyone sees?
Oh, man. Zicky Dice versus Mikey B-Mock at Party Hard Wrestling is pretty dope. Zicky Dice versus Joey Ryan at Prestige Wrestling is pretty interesting, to say the least. Man. Yeah, those, I think.
I mean,
but I still have so much more to do. Like, I haven't that's a hard question for me because I'm still, like, building the resume that I want. I go through this with someone like, hey, send me your best promo or send me your best match. You're only as good as your last match or your last promo, so I want more. Give me more.
He's hungry for more.
I'm never satisfied. So I'm sorry I can't answer that question the way you want, but go through the Zicky Dice archives. You pick. I was almost casted for Tough Enough once. You can go back and watch those promos right before Black and Brave. I've got matches all along the way from the Shindies to the Barnyard to a fair in Kansas somewhere out there. You might not recognize me in a lot of them, but they're there.
Corey Springer wants to know, how big is your Zicky D?
9 inches, baby. Outlandish. What do you think in the fanny pad?
We're going to rip through a few of these because we just got another minute left here. Born Dead 61 says, yeah, Cardona really letting us down. Not a man of his word. What is your favorite band?
Ah, God. That's a your own question. I've narrowed it to a top five. The Get Up Kids, The Starting Line, Poison the Well, Deftones, and Alkaline Trio. Ugh.
Nice.
That's such a good question.
Is Alkaline Trio still a thing? Because they're kind of like Blink 180 Alkaline Trio.
Sure. Yeah, but they just released a EP I listened to the other day. Three songs. They were pretty dope. Alkaline Trio did. I was, I think you got one Matt singing, one Dan singing. I don't remember what the third one was, but they were dope. I was into them. It was short. I wish it was a little longer, you know, but I'll take some new Alkaline Trio.
Well, I think it's time for that final question. Thank you to everyone who's been joining us on YouTube, on Facebook. Thank you for subscribing to Zicky Dice. Thank you to everyone who had the super chats from $1.99 all the way up to $10 or more. This has been fun. I can't wait for our real interview in person.
Dude, we've only touched a page
scratching the surface. My girlfriend Elena Martella has an interesting question here. When are you and your fiance getting married?
Me and Chicken. I call her Chicken. We were getting married in October. I've known her since I was 21 years old. We've only been together for a year. It's coming up, baby. Outlandish. But I have been bugging her since I was 21 to get a dinner, and she finally said yes about 2 years ago, and here we are getting married in October. So we are yin and yang. We got to bring her in the next interview, and everything I can say, she can have a counter for and just roast me.
Well, here it is, the final question. Thank you to everyone for joining us. Thank you for the super chats. Thank you for subscribing to me and Zicky Dice. This replay will be on YouTube forever and ever and ever. Lil Goat says, give us your best promo to close out the interview.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from quarantine, it's the NWA must-see television champion, Outlandish Zicky Dice. Now you wonder why I'm the most talked about? It's because you're looking at it right now. Nobody can touch Outlandish Zicky Dice. Nobody at any other company, no other fanny pack, no other dangling earring, no other curly mullet even comes close to the Outlandish one. And if you think you do, step right up, because I love to smack that thought right out of your brain. This has been the Outlandish one with Chris Van Vliet, and I'll be damned if I say this isn't the most Outlandish episode ever. I'm just that damn good.
What an outlandish interview. Thanks for joining us for this. Make sure to take a screenshot, tag me, tag Zicky. I know he'd love that. I know he'd also love to know that you were listening to this. And to get the full effect of everything that was going on here, you got to check out this Q&A on YouTube. It's just, there's so many visuals and so much going on here. And I look forward to being able to do this interview in person with Zicky Dice when we can start doing that kind of thing again. And when we can start doing that kind of thing again, I look forward to what the rest of 2020 has in store for Zicky Dice in his wrestling career. I really hope he starts breaking out some more of his magic during his matches. I mean, it's actual magician magic, not like the magic that AJ Styles or Will Ospreay pulls off in their matches, like actual magician magic, which is something I don't think we've seen before in the ring. So it could be a huge hit. So again, thank you to listening to this. Thank you to Zicky Dice for hanging out with us for this Q&A. Ed Mylett says it best. Your obsessions become your possessions. Your obsessions become your possessions. What is it that you are obsessed with? Think about that. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. And we'll see you soon.